Okay, so Shabbos is almost over, and what we're up to now is Ma'ariv, Tfilas Ma'ariv, which needs chizuk, certainly needs chizuk, because we have a tendency to kind of rush through it, because Shabbos is over, it was a nice long Shalosh Shuddis, and now we got to get going. So comes along the Chem de Sam and says, wait a second, Mispalim Tfilas Arbis, Ba'oiz V'chedva B'shir V'zimra. Should be a Halig Ma'ariv. Like that, on the nights of Yom Tov, every Rav should see to that, because it's still part of Levi Hamalka, and it's a segula niflah, he says, to do a way to protect from enemies, spiritual enemies. And a person who does so has a guarantee that the days of the week will be filled with joy. Because Shabbos is the root of all days of the week. And since he celebrates the beginning and the end of Shabbos Kodesh, everything will follow that simcha. Everything is hodech v'asa ha'roish. V'akanmoni v'asmchu akra, ki b'simcha seitzei, when you go out on Shabbos, go out b'simcha, az u'v'shalom tuvol, and you'll bring along shalom throughout the entire week. And again, this idea, kasvu ha'svarim, this is from Siddur Oitzis Atfilus. Svarim say, she'ishli yispol arve shalmoy to Shabbos, ba'oiz v'chedva, with strength, not with a sluggishness. V'leikimoy v'avasin ha'rabim case, not like we find, she'mispalim tfilas arve b'marusa b'bahala, that as soon as it's ma'ariv, there's a rush, we daven it very quickly. Ha'tayif boi b'enhenu, like you close your eyes and it's over. V'oizim kei ma'chshehima m'maharim l'edich l'beitim l'esgeim. People are quick to get back to what they need to do, busy with the week, and that's all mipituye ha'yetzer. That's all the yetzahara. There's still a hergish, there's still a hashpah of Shabbos. Very strong lashonis uses el yosef mechol halakodesh. Again, it should be gradual. There's still malav malka to be done. There's still havdalah. So arvis should also be in the spirit of Shabbos kodesh. Now the Bikur Yosef tells us, quoting Rav Chaim Vital, what he found in Kisvei Yad of Rav Chaim Vital. Quoting of Haigon, who says, Kabbalah the Mitzvah, that he has a Kabbalah, Sheish Hatzlacha Kishamoshech Adam Arach Ba'amai Baruch Hashem HaMavairach Ba'afuke Shabsa. Right, it's brought down in the Sarim, it could be even the Ramah, that when you say Vahu Rachum, those words Vahu, right, it's like people say with a little chant. So that's because there's an Inyan in that. There's an Inyan in saying Vahu to show that we're kind of going away from Shabbos begrudgingly. We really would hold on much longer if we could. And the same thing is true when we say Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Le'olam, but it should said prolonged. And that goes back to Rav Haigon. Since it's not really from the Kisvei Rav Chaim Vital, which is printed Rav Chaim Vital, so Rav Shalom Sharabi, the Rashash, he was mefakfik in that, but it's brought down in the name of Rav Haigon from the Chida, which is the Birkei Yosef. And it's even brought down in Hilchas Gedolos that way, which is from the early Rishonim. Shekasam v'boyle the inchi lagudi baruch Hashem mavarach b'fuke shabsa, that we should prolong this baruch Hashem mavarach the yisnatzal mehezeka the hayishabsa. It protects a person from hezek from the entire week. And once again, after v'hu rachum and baruch Hashem mavarach. So as we said, that arvis should be said very slowly ba'oiz v'chedvo v'simcha. But what makes, of course, Moetz Shabbos davening unique is going to be v'lihinoim and v'ata kadosh. So let's see a little bit about that. What's the inyan? So the tour actually brings down the inyan which we spoke about last year. The kakach of Avram. So Rav Amram Goin says that which we're knowing to say v'hinoim and k'tusha the sidra, which is v'ata kadosh, to say with an imus in an arichas noyim b'fukei Shabbos when Shabbos goes out. This is the tour. We spoke about that on Moshe Shabbos, the Gehenim. It returns the Rishayim, and so there's an inyan to say so that it prolongs their having to return there. The Moshe Shabbos, there's a baskal which goes out, there's a tzaaka, he who is appointed on the ruchos of Kleisol, those who need to go to the Gehenim should be going back, since the Seder of the Tfilas is done. So in order to every single moment, the Svarim say is precious, as you can imagine. So the longer that it's prolonged, the more chesed we do to those neshamas. The next one, welcome, is Bishim HaRakeach. He says that we say safer the Seder of Kedusha Motzei Shabbos, that we shall oisa shah poish yisrael meschil and labor the Gehenna, as we mentioned. They say the Kedusha on Amemoya lehem letzanya lehem eshah Gehenna. So not only does it prolong the having to return there, but it also cools the fire of Gehenna. So we're doing multiple chasadim to the Rishayim on Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. It's just so fascinating to think about. That's what we're osik. If you go back to the earlier shim, which we spoke about on Friday night, we're very much metapled in the neshamas of the Rishayim and Kairach, etc. And that has a theme throughout the entire Shabbos Kodesh, going all the way till the end of Shabbos Kodesh and beyond. The Ben Yishchai here says, it says in the Sariah Kodesh and Parshas Bereishis, Bishirusa Mavdalta Bitzleisa, that on Motzei Shabbos we do Havdalah in the Tefillah, we take Tachin Antanu, and we do so as well on the kais, as the Gemara tells us. So parchi mitaman, and then it says it flies away from there certain mazikin. So he explains hakavana, what this is telling us, shemegarshim la'isa mazikim hadragos, that we know that on Motzei Shabbos Kodesh we have to go back into the tumah of the week. All the mazikim are let loose, and so therefore we drive away the mazikin on many levels. So there's no repetition. It's not like we're mavdul on the kolos and mavdul on atachin and tano. Why do we need that? So he says that it's done in hadraga. Tchilo emim havdala b'motzei sa delachash. First we mention it, the tchilo b'lachash. V'zenekar v'nechlesh koyach ha'pnimi shal mazikin. And that gives a punch to the koyach ha'pnini of the mazikin, the inner koyach of the mazikin. And then we say shoshal pegoyim, we say vihinoyam, that's nekav v'nechlesh koyach ha'mtsoy shalem. That hits them in the center. When we go home, we do Avdala B'kol Ram, or even in Shul, so it's a three-prong attack against the Sitra Achra, going from Pini to Emtzai to Chitzon. Because every single Keli in Kabbalah has a Pini, an Emtzai, and a Chitzon. So the Chesed Avram takes this one step further. This is the grandfather of the Chida. He writes, B'motzei Shabbos, if you remember going back to Friday night and Shabbos day, so there was a Seder in which we're Mekabel, all the Neshama Seder on three levels, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. What we're going to see now is that in the same way that it comes in on three levels, it will also leave on three levels. So he says here that the Ruach returns when we say Atachonin, Atachon Antanu. And when we do the Seder, the Kedusha, which is Vihinayim and Ata Kadosh, that's when the Neshama Yisera goes away. And then, the Achash HaHocha Neshama, when the Neshama goes away, it's Rishus L'Hadlik HaSaner, U'Bishosh Shemavdala L'Kois, when we do Adala L'Kois, that's when the Nefesh goes away. Okay, so everything works out very smoothly from beginning to end. Now, we're going to go to the Seder of Vihinayim from the words of the Arizal, and as you know, I tried to bring the Lashon of the Ari as much as possible when the Sefer quotes it, just to see the Makor inside, to better understand from its Shairish, what's the Inyan of Yihinoyam, what's the Inyan of Ata Kadosh. So writes here the Rav Chaim Vital, the name of the Ari, the Inyan of Yihinoyam that we say on Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, which is to be Mamshich the Tosefes Kedusha Shabbos the Chol Yimei HaShavu Abba. So there's many different dimensions in what we're doing here in terms of being Chayz of the Rishayim to Gehenna, but what we see is that this is all part of Tosefes Kedusha Shama back into the week, at Shabbos HaCheres, and Jimin Nimshach, until the following Shabbos. Da Ki Tzarech Lehachin, that's what the Kabbal, Ari to the Shabbos Bevavim Yechol, we begin to be Mekabal, the Tosefes Shabbos of the 6 days of the week, immediately on Motzei Shabbos for the coming Shabbos. Ovechein Yihye Mechlal Vizkadishtem Vizem Kedoshim. So vizkadishim, by preparing ourselves to be kadosh, then v'yisim kadoshim, we'll be mamshech the kadosh. V'zed davar gadol liskadosh anu b'mei hachom kadosh as a Shabbos. This is very important when it comes to being mamshech the kadosh Shabbos upon oneself. And a little bit later he says, v'hari nimsa, ke'en lecha adam she'en lo tosefes naran, nefesh ruach and neshama, k'vichelek hanageelo. Every single person has those three neshama yaseiras. V'lachin tzarech adam l'chavin k'te she'yish lo eza tosefes me'ez ha'kadosh al Shabbos l'mei hachol abayim. On Motzei Shabbos, we have to focus on being ma'irich these three levels of Kedushas Shabbos into the coming week. A person, it will guide him the entire week. A very powerful statement that it protects a person from hate the entire week. According to the person's Kedusha and Tahara, certainly on Shabbos and on Motzei Shabbos, because a person is zeichet to that protection. It's how important it is not to rush out of Shabbos and just to go through Viyat HaKadosh V'Noyam, but to say it strong, to see it as a part of a Hemshech of Shabbos Kodesh, it's an investment like it always is for the coming week. This next Marimakom is from Mar B'chaim, which is from Rav Chaim Brim, Zatzal. So he had a very strong kesher with many gedolim of his time. And one of those tzaddikim was the Briska Rav. So he told over that I heard in the name of the Briska Rav that he said that he needs 8 hours after Shabbos Kodesh to kind of digress from Shabbos Kodesh to the days of Chol, to the Chol Dikavach. So by him, Havdalah was really an 8-hour period. So he says that once on Moshe Shabbos, I bumped into his son, Rabbi Shua Ber, and I asked him that when after the Briska Rav gave shir to his Talmidim, I'm not sure if it was Rabbi Shua Ber, or Yasha Ber was the one giving the shir. But after Hashir, Sha'alti Yasha Ber, I asked him, Yimnachon Adav Shavuot Hagriyas Amar Shutzarach Lishmona Shavuot Kedei La'Avir Mishabbos L'Chol. I asked him to confirm which I heard, that your father needed 8 hours to go from Shabbos to Chol, and he says Ve'Ishra Advarim, he confirmed it. I thought that was true by many tzaddikim. Rav Pinchas Karitzer says it's a sakana for a person to travel on Motzei Shabbos, because how could you go from Shabbos to start traveling on a Motzei Shabbos? We advise people, if you're going to travel Sunday morning, and he has other very nice things there about a person needs to go from Shabbos into Motzei Shabbos, like going from a hot bath to a cold one. It's that type of a shock to the spiritual system. The next lesson here is also from the Arizal, Havdalah in the Beis Knesset, considered to be a very valuable investment as well. Mashim Avdilin beBeis HaKnesset min HaKtoyevhu. So the Ari says it's a very wise thing to do Havdalah in the Beis Knesset. Umari, the Ari, Nasan Dalzum Letzdaka, he gave 4 gold coins to the Pushka of the Beis Knesset, Kedei Sheyenichu Anshei HaKol LaHotzi Am Yishalei, so that he can bring his wine for the Schus of the Beis Knesset, Lahavdalah in the Beis Knesset. And in fact, it's one of the kibudim which is sold in some shuls on Simchas Torah when they're giving over the kibudim for Simchas Torah, is that they'll auction off as well the schus for Yain, for Havdalah, for the entire year as well. And those who know Pnimius will see from here that it's something which the Ari himself took on his own cheshbon for that. Now, when it comes to the Havdalah itself, so why do we do Yayin and Besamim and the Nair? So the reason why we do Yayin is because there's an inyan of Vay of the Nefesh, that the Neshama Yaseira goes away, so we use Yayin, since Yayin is Mesameach the Nefesh and the Lev, so Yayin is to be Mesameach us at a time of this loss of the Neshama Yaseira. So now, why do we do Besamim? So a little bit of Pnimi Sifrin by Dabi Maisha. He says, Tam Besam Shemich Mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh, Levatam Hayedua, Levadach, Hanefesh HaMisaseves, Mafiyad Is Nefesh HaMisera, in the same way that we said by the Yayin, so the Besamim comes to soothe our Neshama from the loss of the Neshama Yisera. We can also say, B'derech Tzakos, Al-Derech She'is, the Gemara says, Eze Dabash HaNeshama Nenes Mimino Zehariach. We know that there are 5 senses, and the sense of smell is something which is considered to be ruchni, that the neshama is nana from it. So we're being miramis as soon as Shabbos leaves, that the hana rishana, which we do, is a hana that the guf is not nana from it. That a person should look at this and realize that we're going into the moisa chol, that a person should be ma'anik his neshama with Torah and avoiding your shemayim for the coming week, which is the bechin avrech, which is a hemshech of a neshama dikahana, as it says, v'heirechai, to smell is an inyan of yiras Hashem. And not to be nimshach achar hana sagof. Very nice remnant. Going to the top left corner from Tamim and Hagim. We're going to the Nair now. He says, B'sefer Toldos Menachem, it says, according to the Marami Rutenberg, that Tama pshitas haya bechas borei mehaish. Why do we put out our hands to be nehne from the or for borei mehaish? Is laharais to show, ki at ata hayu asuim basias malacha v'hut lan miata. The hands correspond to malacha. We know Eish is also a meremis to Malacha, because the Torah says that you're not allowed to have Eish b'chol mashveisechem. Eish is the koyach of Malacha. So the fact that the Eish is having a ha'ara to the hands is showing that there is now mutter to be nehene from Malacha. A more premium way of understanding what this is, take a look at the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Those who know that the reason why we make a bracha on the Or HaNer on Moshe Shabbos is because Shabbos, we're not nehene from Or HaMagushim HaTachton, which is from Eitzim and Ner. Our neshamas and the Seichel and the Tzura is what we have Hana from. As we spoke about in earlier Shaurim, that really Shabbos is L'mayla min Azman, has nothing to do with the sun, nothing to do with the moon, that the Or from Shabbos Kodesh, Bercha Bo'or, is an Or which is an Or Milamala from the Or Hagonas even, which he says is Dugmas Eilam Haba. Because Shabbos is Echem Yishishim from Eilam Haba, as Chazal says, so therefore, Motzei Shabbos, he writes, that we're chayzit to be Hinenef from Or Megushim, therefore we make a brach on that, Bori Meri Ha'esh, because the light which we were Zeichet to on Shabbos Kodesh was a different type of a light, not from the regular Gashmi mystical light. Now, why do we put our hands up? our fingers in that whole Seder. So take a look at the Shahar Gavanas. According to the Ari, how to do this properly. So this is just a segment of what the Ari says about this. That a person has to straighten out the fingers of his right hand, klapei mala, pointing straight up, and the inner part of your fingers should be facing your face. And we'll show, it's not going to be so gishmak for people listening, but we're going to demonstrate how to do this according to the Ari. And then to fold the top of your fingers towards your palm, and while doing so, so the back of the etzpoos are still facing upwards, which is in the direction of the ner, but the top of your fingers are now very close and almost touching the thumb, the stack of its upon of Levad, only look at the fingernails. V'loy b'seich p'nei ha'etzba, don't allow yourself to look at the inner part of your finger. So what would happen is you go like this. You start with your fingers standing straight up, like this, and then you bend your fingers forward, the top of your fingers forward, and then you tuck your thumb underneath. But you never ever turn your hands around like that. It's always facing forward. So the middle part of your fingers are going to be covered, and you never see the back side. And you're going to look at it like this. So you stand straight up, go like this, and you look at the fingernails. And according to the Ari, I'll show you after this year. According to the Ari, it's only the right hand and not the left hand. That's not makobel by everywhere, but according to the Ari, the strict Ari, that's how it's done. Shechana Haram tells us, quotes the Ari, he says, V'yishlich bof hadalat etzbos al ha'agudu l'tech kaf hayad, shazroi ha'tziponayim im ha'kaf v'azacha. So therefore, you're looking at the palm and your fingernails at the same time, like we demonstrated. V'enorei oz p'nei etzbos v'vifim, but you don't see the inner part of your fingers because they're being shut, because you're bringing the top of your fingers down. El'achareyim shesham etzbin, only looking at the back part of the top, which is the fingernails. But then he says, V'yishnorgim lifshvot achakach hadalat etzbos. There are those who afterwards, they throw out their hands like that, liros me'achareyim alatziponayim, that they show the entire top of the hand. So you'll find that people go like this, and then they'll go like that. So that's based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says that he pushes the Ari one step further and says it doesn't have to be only that way. There are those who also show the top of their hand as well afterwards. So this is from Tikkun HaZohar. Tikkun HaZohar says, why do we do this? Why do we do this? So this is translated. So we do havdalah be'esh k'di l'hashem at ha'ara l'maysachal mi'orzeh, to be mamshech the or of Shabbos into the week. So why do we show our fingernails? L'chein marat ziparnayim she'in soin ma'ori ha'esh she'im kosnas ha'or. She'moysam nishe begof ha'ziparnayim v'misham yor ha'guf ha'nisham ha'derech ha'tziparnayim v'shem b'ksav she'im moysres kosnas ha'or ha'nishir ba'guf. So we know that Chazal tell us that the body, so to speak, of Adam HaRishon, Kodem HaChet, was like fingernail. Of course, it was, what that means, fingernail, it means light which has become concretized, like light which has become physical. So Adam HaRishon was not fingernail. He was or, he was a chefsa shel or, but because he was chayte, and it caused this or to become megusham, so what fingernail is, it's light which has become physical. And since it was taken away because of the chait, the only ration which we have left of what that surah Adam was is the fingernail. In order to create somewhat of like a hespashus and a zecher to what was called kosnas or aleph vav resh before it became kosnas or ayin vav resh, so we do that on Motzei Shabbos because that whole zman is an inyan of tikkun chait Adam Rishon, etc., etc. That comes from the Tikkun HaZohar. When it comes to drinking the Kais of Havdalah, so the Shlach here tells us, and this is brought down, I believe, in the Mishnah Berurah, that the women don't drink from the Kais. He says, you know that which Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that the Chet of the Eitz Hadas of Adam HaRishon was Geffen Haisa, which is why the whole Inyan on Shabbos has to do with Geffen. And Chazal says, Sachta Nanav in Benasnalei. The Medrash says that she squeezed the grapes and gave him yain. This is what's called Suri HaGeffen Achriya, Kubas Kaisa Tarela Kais Chamasai, and this is where Dam Nida comes from as well, which is the Zuama, which the Nachash was put into Chava, and since it was through Yayin that she caused the Chait, so therefore she's not Toyin from the Yayin Shal Havdalah. It really goes back to the Tikkun HaChait, which is on Friday night. That's why she does Ner, Chala, and Nida. Those are all things which are Shaykh to Friday night. And Mimela, that has to do with Tikkun on Friday night, but since the Chet, the Hisoyrus Chet, takes place on Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, so Mimela, she stays away from the Yayin because that's the beginning of the Hisoyrus Chet. In fact, it's brought down not to give wine to any of the Bnei Habnais, not even to the children. And those who do so, Sfarim say, it causes Mariva in the house. So the person who makes the Havdalah should be the one who drinks it. In Pnimius, there's certainly a makor for that. And lastly, we have here, it's brought down in Sefer Zechira, that by smelling the Havdalah candle after it's blown out, and by the way, the Havdalah candle should always be Shava, should always be a wax candle, need some of Ruchos Reis. There's an Indian in that too, is that as soon as you take the Havdalah candle, either you pour some of the wine on top or you put it into the plate, afterwards there's an Indian to smell it, and that has certain schulos. And it's even brought down, and we can't bring all the Inyana, there's other things which we're not talking about either, to once it's out, to light it again and to put it out again. It's supposed to be a skula to be matzal from Sreifas, that protects the house from fire, Chalila. Okay. Turn to, let's go to the back and we'll just share some few stories here. So the Satmar Rav, this is just an extension from what we said last time about Shalash Shudis, that he once finished Shalash Shudis very late. Yeah, it seems like the Satmar Rav is the only one, but he's not. You keep quoting him, but many tzaddikim, it's your tzaddik this coming week in Mitzvah Hashem, Chaf of. Kvar Acher Chatzai Salayla went even past midnight. So one of the Alter Chassidim of Chaim Tzvi, Yakubovich, he complained and he says, why are we finishing Shalash Shudis so late? It's already after midnight. So Satmar Rav said, there's going to be a time, as that kumen atzai, the time is coming that it's going to be very good that we're going to say that we kept Shalash Shudis. What he's referring to, of course, Avos Gemara says that in the Tzchus of the three Sudas of Shabbos were Nitzel from Chevel Mashiach, from Gehenna, and Goig Magoig. So you're going to have a very good Sanegar by saying that we did Shalash Shudis like this. So this next story from Moshe Ayafrand, who was the Av Beis and going Av Beis in Yerushalayim, he says that his father never got angry. The only time that he ever saw him get angry was that after Bechas HaMazon on Shalash Shudis, so people would right away, they would go, "Vuhu, Rachum," right away. So without washing their hands for Ma'ariv. He says that was the only time that I saw him ever get angry. The people were very quick to rush into Vuhu Rachum and to daven a quick Ma'ariv. It's just like any other tefillah. You have to have time to wash your hands and to be misad yourself and to say it slowly. He was very makbid on that. That was the only time he saw him show any rischa deraisa. This next story of Rav Yitzchak from Skver, who was the son-in-law of the Rishoner and really the beginning of the dynasty of Skver. So, B'shas Havdalah on Moshe Shabbos Kodesh, that by him there was a Ha'ara G'doyla V'atzuma, that nobody can even look at his face at the time of Havdalah. That's why he did Havdalah in a private room. Nobody was allowed to come in. And the person who held the candle from him would have to stand behind him. And only when he would make the bracha, he would put it in front of him so that he could make a bracha on the ner. Once there was a certain person who needed a tikkun, and Rav Itzchak told him that he should come into his cheder for Havdalah and look at my tzura. If you look at my tzura by Havdalah, you'll have a tikkun for that inyan. This next story from the Skalan Rabbi Zichus Yogin Aleinu, not the previous one, but his father, that the person who gives this account says, you couldn't believe like the maimed of Havdalah by the Skalaner. He says, I have no words to put it in, to explain this to you, the kedusha which he had. When doing so, he shares over one story of a certain Litvish Yid, a Lamdan who was a Yerushalayim, who was a Talmud, and a Musmach from Shimon Shkop, that he didn't visit the Chatzos of the Admirim. This one happened that he was Nizdami to be by the Havdalah of the Rebbe in his later years. And he says, I spoke with this Yid, this Talmud of Shimon Shkop, and he told me that even till today, he's margish in his bones, the sweetness of the Havdalah which he saw there. And he even told me, he says, he tells another story, that there was a certain bachur who went off the derech. He was mamish very, very lost. And the Rebbe told him that you should come from a Havdalah. And he said, why should I come from the Havdalah? Many people tried to be makar of me, this and that. So he says that he came to the Havdalah. And when he came, he cried very much at the Havdalah of the Skalaner Rebbe. And it caused him to do tshuva and build a bais neman. I can tell you that I've been to Havdalahs by Rebbes and Tzaddikim, and I had this chus to be once by the Havdalah of the previous Galener Rebbe, passed away recently, and it also made a very big reshim on me. It was with a very big kedusha. It was a whole mamash, a whole maimed, the whole way that he did the Havdalah. And I remember I was with a friend, and my friend, this wasn't his first time. When I was there, there was a nice oilam who came to watch and to be part of it. But he told me that this Galener Rebbe, sometimes he does Havdalah, this pasha not an oilam at all. But he does it the same way every time. It doesn't matter if there's 1,000 people, if there's 10 people, it doesn't matter if there's 2 people. He does the mamish with the same hislavas, with the same everything. In fact, I forget which Rebbe said this, but he said, if there's a Rebbe that his avoid the changes between 1,000 people or 10 people, he's not a Rebbe. That's what he said. The person has to be, he's kudu l'shem shalom, it doesn't matter how much fanfare he has. Yeah, part of a Rebbe means being a tzaddik is that you do it, it doesn't matter who's watching, you do it the same way every time. This next story of the Tiferes Shleima, who was a Talmud of Rishaya from Pshadvarz. Once the Tiferes Shleima went to him and for Shal Shudis and stayed for Havdalah. And there was another Rav who was there, and this Rav, he took up all of the Mizmayrim, I guess. They would sing certain Mizmayrim on Motzei Shabbos, and this Rav, he every time it was time to be mechaber another person, so he went ahead and he took the kibbutz as if he didn't want the Tiferes Shlema to have any kibbutz. But Bishaya told the Tiferes Shlema, "I saved one for you. You're going to do the one. You're going to sing Hamavdil," and he sang Hamavdil Mekodesh Lecho with a dvekis and a mesikas. And afterwards, Bishaya, he reached to his hand into his pocket and he pulled out a gold rundel, and he gave it to the Tiferes Shlema. So he said to him, "How did you get a coin in your pocket right after Shabbos? Were you carrying your coin? You had coins in your pocket on Shabbos?" He says, "No, Eliyahu HaNavi came and put it in my pocket, and he said it's for you." Because he sang such a beautiful Hamavdil. So he was rewarded with a gold coin from Eliyahu HaNavi, mechabin him for singing such a sweet Hamavdil. And Simcha Bun Marenfeld, from Matzitzdorf Rav, on Moshe Shabbos Kodesh, when he would came to that which we say, Oire Chaim Taydieni, when the Zmiras, so he would say, Oire Chaim Taydieni, and Yeredeya, and Eben Ezer, and Chesham Mishpat, also Taydieni. He was a Paisik, so he said that my father also, the Chassan Sefer, also had an Inyan to say that as well. We'll just end with the following thing, that Tzaddikim had in Yonim, you find that people dip their fingers in the wine and put it on their heads and in their pockets and so on. So there was different, there's no Shulchan Aruch to that. Tzaddikim had different in Yonim. Rav Hirschley from Alec. So when he would make Ner Havdol on the Yayin, and he would stick the Havdol candle into the wine, and then he would smell the candle, yeah, okay. And then he would say the Pasuk, Zichru Teres Mesha Avdi. He would say that one time. And then he would take some of the wine and then put it on his eyes, and he would say, Mitzvah Hashem Bara Me'ira Sinai, three times. Each time that he put it on his eyes, three times. And while there was a little bit of yayin still on his fingers, before he would dry them, he would put it connected his lave, and he would say three times, lave tar bereli elikim. And then he would put some in his pockets three times, and he would say, avinu malkeinu mali asameinu sava. And then he would put some on all of his 10 fingers, all 10 fingers into the yayin, which is on the shulchan, and then rub them together and say, avinu malkeinu mali yadina bibir chaysecha. And the Belzerav of Arla, who is your tzedis today, right? And once on Moshe Shabbos, before he put the Havdalah wine on his forehead, he said, "Which finger should I use for this?" And you should know, by the Belzerav, everything was an Inyan. He had a Nyonim on everything. My Rebbe tells me, Rav Arla could have been a tzaddik in the days of the Talmid Baal Shem. That's how big he was. He would have been a Rebbe even in the days of the Talmid Baal Shem. He was a person who was Shalekifi Erech Adairis, Mamish. Very, very special. Everything he did was with Dveikus and Achezrin. So he once asked, "What finger am I supposed to use?" So he said, with my right hand or with my left hand? And then he said, "Should I use my third finger or my fourth finger?" And he kept asking people, "What should I use? Right hand, left hand, third finger, fourth finger?" And then he took his fourth finger and he put it in. And that's how he did it every Motzei Shabbos. But this time he wanted to ask, as if to ask. But he said that you're supposed to use the fourth finger. Every single finger is used for different things. So he felt that since the fourth finger always gets the shirayim of everything, so he felt that the balance with mechabit, the fourth finger, was a Moitzah Shabbos Kodesh. No, we don't understand the Yanim of Tzadikim, but it's Chos Yagen Aleinu, Mishib Zeicha, Tzadikim Shekudu Shabbos, and Menuch Halecha, Yoyim.